Shalom, today's daf yomi is Kedushin Chav Zayin, Kedushin 27. Today's daf yomi, the Gemara discusses an incident with Rabbi Gamliel and the elders who were coming on a ship. Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel, Zakenim, Shayu Ban B'Svina, they're coming on a ship. Amar Lam, Rabbi Gamliel, Zakenim, Rabbi Gamliel said to the elders, Yisur Shani, Asid Lamo, this tithe that I'm going to eventually take out, Nasrin Lo Yoshua. I want you to give it to Yoshua, Umakomo Muskarlo. And the place is being rented to him. So what is this referring to? So the commentaries, Rashi and the Gemara, say it's clear as going on that Rabbi Akiva is on the ship. He remembers that back in his home, he hasn't separated a tithe. And so he needs, in order to give over the tithe, he's saying, I'm going to give the tithe to Joshua, but he wants to make sure that the miser itself is handed over into the domain of Yoshua. So how is he able to do this? He's transferring it with the property, because by renting out the property, he's transferring the assets, the movable assets, along with the property. But we could also understand this to be a homiletic message. He's on the ship of life, and he's concerned. He's concerned about how, if he's doing what he's supposed to do, if he's giving his tithes, if he's giving his tzedakah. And so he says, I'm giving it to Joshua, Makomo Muskaro. This place is rented to him. And it's telling us, you know, everything that I'm giving to somebody in life is just a rental from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, even when we're on the ship of life, we need to remember that everything is rented. Nothing is mine and nothing is yours. It's all from Hashem's Yisbaruch. And Hashem has a calculation and a plan. And we're just here to try to get through the ship of life.